This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
In wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. This is Bob Romanek. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. I want to start off today. I guess some people still don't know. Maybe you've just turned the radio on to listen to my show, but St. Louis County Executive Steve Stinger has been indicted on three counts of mail fraud. Three federal counts of mail fraud that just came down about, I guess, about a half hour ago for you people that don't listen to the radio all day. But he was indicted by the federal grand jury out of St. Louis on Thursday. His arraignment will be at 1 o'clock today at the federal courthouse. That'll be 1 o'clock p.m. today. His attorney, Scott Rosenblum, is not saying too much. And again, I don't know how good an attorney Scott Rosenblum is. I know he gets a lot of cases, but sometimes these federal cases are hard to deal with. But again, and we'll have more information as we get it forthcoming, that Steve Stinger, the St. Louis County executive, has been charged with three counts by the federal grand jury for mail fraud. And I believe at this point he has sent his resignation in, so I don't believe he's any longer the St. Louis County executive. I know his attorney said it was going to happen on Monday, but I would assume it happened before this indictment came down today. But it says that he indicted Stinger on three counts of mail fraud, and each of the counts up to 20 years in jail. So I would believe at this point, if Stinger resigned, I would think that he believes he's in some kind of trouble. I know a couple weeks ago, Their new council member, former St. Louis County Police Chief Tim Fitch, called for Stinger to step down a few months back, or a few weeks back. And I know other people have said the same thing, but I think it's finally come to pass. And again, I think he, if he hasn't resigned his St. Louis County executive, he will in the very, very near future, sometime today. But again, he's been indicted on 3 counts of mail fraud by the federal grand jury. They indicted him on Thursday. And I believe this will lead to a lot more situations, federal situations. It says, prosecutor says it stems from an overall scheme, a criminal scheme to deprive the citizens of St. Louis County of honest services through a bribery scheme. It's a 44-page indictment. And I know, or I guess you people can all go on the internet. I would assume somebody's got it all posted, but there's 44 pages. And it says between October of 2014 and December the 31st of 2018, Stinger and various individuals and companies schemed to secretly use his official position to enrich himself through soliciting and accepting campaign contributions from individuals and their companies in exchange for favorable official action, and for individuals and their companies to enrich themselves and their companies by secretly obtaining favorable action for themselves and for their companies through corrupt means. It was released by the federal government this morning. It came out in the, I guess all the newspapers have it now, all the radio stations. But again, I think you can go on the website and get all the information. But he's been taking this heat for quite some time, Stinger has. And I think finally now, I think he knew when he obtained Scott Rosenblum that he was in a little bit of trouble. But it says if convicted, each charge carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine, each of the 3 charges. Of course, they never get that much. I would assume if he does or may plead out, he'll probably get 2 or 3 years. But again, he's no longer, or won't be in the sometime today if he hasn't already resigned. He will no longer be the St. Louis County executive. I don't know who they're going to pick. I don't know what the procedure is in St. Louis. If somebody knows, really knows, they can give me a call. But with this indictment, I don't think he'll be going back into politics anytime soon. I think there's going to be a mad rush to see who's going to replace him. Now, I know the niggers, not the proud blacks, always keep them out of the equation. The niggers will want a nigger as county chairman. You know that. They'll be fighting. Here come Jamil Nasheed, Marie Chappelle Nadell, Bruce Franks, Antonio French, all these ass white bastards, not black political leaders, but niggers. All these politically corrupt niggers, they're probably wheeling and dealing as we speak to put a black candidate in. It's time for a black candidate. It's always time for a black candidate until a black candidate gets in and screws up 4 or 5 times as much as a white candidate. But you're going to see that. You're going to see that move being made. It's probably already being made. And I'm surprised that that hasn't come out in the paper. But I would assume it would. Now, you know, Gaskin, the St. Louis County NAACP president, he's been suspended for some quote unauthorized moves he made as the NAACP president for St. Louis County. I don't know how far that's going to go, but I don't think he's going to be a happy camper at the end of the day. I see in this piece of trash, and it is a piece of trash, the Madison St. Clair Record. Occasionally, they do get information right. I say occasionally, but that's not very often, in my humble opinion, of course. I see where the probation officers and the court workers in St. Clair County have sued over the board's budget cuts. The St. Clair County Board adopted a budget that would have harmed probation officers and court workers in 4 other counties, according to a suit their union filed in court. Local 4408 of Illinois Federation of Public Employees in Springfield, they gained a temporary restraining order against the budget in December, seeking to make the temporary order permanent. Attorneys Tom Keefe and Van Leer Eckert filed the union's lawsuit on December 12th, naming County Treasurer Andrew Lopino as the lead defendant, and I believe that's only because he's the county treasurer. The union also sued County Board Chairman Mark Kern, the County Chief Judge Andrew Gleason in the same circuit. So I don't know what's going to happen. They're going to have a hearing on a permanent injunction to be held this February. He held a hearing on the permanent injunction on February the 28th, but issued no order. As of April the 16th, the judge hasn't set a date for further proceedings. Now, I don't know if that's good for the county probation officers or county court workers or not, but I know if they've got Tom Keefe running the charge, I think they'll get nothing but excellent service, because I think personally Tom Keefe is probably one of the best attorneys in the state of Illinois, and I think with his guidance, I think the probation officers and the court workers that have sued St. Clair County, I think they're going to be in relatively good shape. I know the county always wants to play politics. You've got Bob, I'd rather piss in my pants than piss in a urinal Sprague, and Mark the big faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman. They're always doing everything they can do to hurt the people of St. Clair County. Now, you won't hear anything from Kern because this is negative. You won't hear anything from Sprague because this is negative. You know, they're hiding in their offices right now as I speak. They don't want to talk to anybody when they get criticized or chastised. And that happens more and more and more every day. As you people know, one election's over, the next election's coming up. The election for St. Clair County chairman will be up next year. They'll be filing their petition sometime at the end of this year, probably September, October, November, somewhere around there. They'll be filing their petitions for the March primary. And then the general election, along with the presidential election, will be in November of 2020. So that's probably going to be interesting all over the board. You're probably going to see a lot of political fighting, a lot more. And you thought you couldn't get more than you could in 2016. But I think 2020 is going to be a race all throughout this country that's going to go down in history. I think it's going to be very, very difficult with all these elections coming up, especially the presidential election. But I think this lawsuit that Tom Keefe is ahead of, I think the county may be in some trouble, rightfully so. I think all the probation officers, court workers, I think everybody that works in law enforcement, I think everybody that works in any field, law enforcement or not, deserves a decent salary, not an exorbitant salary. We can't give them $150,000, $200,000 a year. But these guys, with college educations, most of them, deserve a decent salary. If they like what they're doing and they have a decent salary, they'll do a good job. And if they do a good job, that benefits all of us. So I wish Tom Keefe, Van Leer Eckert, and all the members of the Probation Officers and Court Workers Union, I wish you guys the best. Now, I don't want you taking a fortune from us, but you guys ought to get what you deserve. These bastard politicians, when they put their people in office, when they put Herbie the Hemorrhoid Simmons, when they put the ignorant, stupid son of a bitch that used to be the mayor of Cahokia, when they put these bastards in office, they give them salaries, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a year. Frank Bergman, he screwed up Cahokia so much, they ran his ass out of town. Now he's making $90,000, $100,000 a year in the public relations department. And you people, if you ever check on all the employees, if you ever check on what's going on, but you have to get the different names because there's 20, 30 people in one family working. Of course, they don't all have the last name. You know, one will be Jones, Smith, whatever, but they're all related. And if you people would follow through, you would understand exactly what I'm saying. And you would be as pissed off at me is I'm pissed off at all these son of a bitches. They continue to hit Nobody, I say nobody ever, ever does anything but let it go. It's been going on in St. Clair County, I remember, since the mid-60s. I've been in politics right at 50 years. Actually, a little bit longer than 50 years. I've been on the good side, the bad side, and I've been on neither side. But it's really a shame when we can sit back as citizens, we can sit back as taxpayers, we can sit back as the people that pay these asswipe bastard political parasitical punks that we call politicians, pay their salaries, and they don't do what we ask. They do what they want. They've been doing it election after election after election after election. And I hear people out on the street, you hear me every day, we got to get rid of them, we got to do this. Well, when 6-8% of the people in a town vote for a mayor, and 5% get a mayor elected, and 3% vote for the other candidate, you're telling me that 95% of the people in these towns, no matter what town it is, that's the average, say 90%, we'll say 10% voted. And the person that won didn't get 10% of all 10% of the votes that were cast. Say they got 8%. There's 92% of the people in these jurisdictions that either didn't want this candidate who got elected, didn't give a damn about this candidate who got elected, or trying to move out of the area where this candidate got elected. And it's a shame. It's a shame that it happens that way. And if you people read any of these newspapers, none of them are worth a damn. None of them are worth a damn. And it's amazing. Republican chairwoman for St. Louis County said she just heard you say the N-word and said I should grow up and act better than that. Well, ma'am, if you're the Republican chairman for St. Louis County, apparently you've got about 6 members, because there ain't much Republican activity going on in St. Louis or the surrounding area. But why don't you give me a call, ma'am? We are America's Voice of Freedom, definitely the Patriots. You can give me a call toll free, 1-888, write this down, Republican chairwoman, toll free, 1-888-394-1430. Don't call up and give it to my producer. Call up and talk to me. I don't hide from anybody. Anybody can call. Anybody can say what they want, as long as it's not a word that we can't use. We can argue back and forth. But she said she just heard me use the N-word, and I should act better than that. Well, ma'am, why don't you call me up and tell me why I shouldn't use the N-word when every black nigger station in St. Louis that has rap music uses the N-word not once, not twice, not 3 times, but about 50 times, 100 times in the course of a day. So I bet the Republican chairwoman, I bet you're not calling up all the black stations in St. Louis and telling them that they shouldn't use the N-word, but you're gonna call me, a white guy, and tell me that I shouldn't use the word, I should grow up, I should act better than that. Well, number one, I don't know how long you've been listening, but I tell you, we've got listeners all throughout this country, all throughout this world. I don't know how long you've been listening, ma'am, but I'll use the N-word any damn time I want to use the N-word. You can call the FCC, the CIA, the CBS, Walgreens, I don't care, Kmart, you can call whoever you want to call. This is America. And to have some asswipe like you, if you are the Republican chairman for St. Louis County, why wouldn't you call me? Why do you have to send the information through somebody else? See, that's the problem, people. Everybody wants to criticize me. Everybody wants to criticize people. They don't want to do it directly. They want to go through this person and that person and that person. That's the problem in this country. We want somebody else to do our fighting, somebody else to do our dirty work, when these bastards are afraid to do it themselves. So, ma'am, if you are the Republican, we're going to try to find out who the Republican chairwoman is for St. Louis County on break. And maybe we'll give her a call. Maybe she'll talk to us. Maybe it wasn't even her. But it just amazes me how these politicians play the game. But I want to go, before we go to break, and we'll have to get it after the break too, talked about it a little bit on on Friday. Not very much, but a little bit. East St. Louis, this is today's paper. East St. Louis public housing residents live in fear of murder. Now, I don't know if that's totally correct, but I think everybody in this great country lives in fear of being hurt, being killed. I don't think it's just the housing project. And it says here, the courtyards of, guess what? The Roosevelt Home Public Housing Complex on North 44th Street. That's where I grew up. That's where I spent 18, 19 years before I went away to school. And it wasn't pretty, but it was only dangerous like any other place. If you let it be dangerous, if you put up with the crap, if you don't try to stop the crap, if you don't run the crap out. But they say at nighttime they can hear gunshots, screams, a child's whispered prayer asking for all of it to stop. Now, that's a little bit much for the reporters, and the two reporters here are decent reporters, so I'm not casting a bad light on them. But it says, one of the children wrote in the children's newsletter for an after-school program, I would ask for God to stop the shootings. This is part of living in the most dangerous areas of East St. Louis, which statistically has the highest, and you heard me say it on Thursday or Friday, has the highest murder rate in this great United States of America, per capita, the highest murder rate in the country. And it says the Belleville News Democrat, Slimocrat, reviewed 19 years and they come up with all these figures. But it's amazing. Isn't it amazing, people? Now they're going to bitch. It was in Friday, I think I talked about it. And now a big hit in today's paper, front page, top fold. And I guarantee you, there's not 300 people in East St. Louis or below the hill that read the Belleville News Slimocrat, because it's only about 300 or 400 above the hill that read this piece of crap. I have to get it out of the trash. It pisses me off, but I don't want to pay for it. But they said they've had federal grants. And, of course, Dickie Durbin, he says, I think the senator says that he urged Alvin Parks to close the city bars down a few years back. And the mayor says, no, we're going to keep them open. We need the revenue. If you can give us some revenue, maybe we'll think about it. Apparently it pissed Durbin off. And he got a little more mad than he should. So they have a security force for the housing authority. And they don't make much money. They've got security cameras in some of the homes. They were paid through a $250,000, $250,000, I like it, they always say, federal grant secured by Durbin. No, Mr. Durbin, that's our money. That's the taxpayers' money that is sent to Washington, sent to Springfield, sent to Jeff City, and gets recycled back to us. Don't say that it was a federal grant secured by you. You actually had nothing to do with it. Said residents of East St. Louis suffer from one of the highest violent crime rates in the country. And Durbin's concerned? Well, Durbin, you're not concerned enough that you don't come down here and spend some time. You'll come down and politic for Amika Jackson Hicks, who lost to Bob Eastern by over 1,000 votes down in East St. Louis last week. You'll come down, take the time to politic, but you won't come down and take the time to save these people's lives. Now you can sit there in the with the newspaper and talk all the crap you want. And that's what these bastard politicians do, people. All they do is talk crap. They get nothing done. They get nothing done. It says 1 in 3 families in East St. Louis has an annual income of $15,000 a year. He's in the city, 70% of children live below the poverty level. Do you people understand that all throughout the listening area? 70% of the children, and it's not their fault, their children, live below the poverty area. What do you think they're going to do when they get to be 15, 16, 17, 18 years old? They're either going to get killed, have to protect themselves and kill somebody, or maybe be an asswipe criminal and just kill for the hell of killing. People don't want to address the real issue. They all want to come up with, we need this and we need that. It says, these children that were interviewed in 2017 struggle academically, emotionally, and in their relationships with their peers, according to Erickson Institute. Now, they can sit here all day long. Says trauma has a profound effect on children, not only in schools, but in life's outcome. Well, anybody could tell you that. Now, LaToya Greenwood, the state rep out of East St. Louis, she helped pass the law that the school children can now ride the bus to school, even if their school is only a block away. They want to get on the bus and ride it, they can ride it. That's going to save them. You know, you ignorant politicians down there, it's not because you're black, it's just because you're stupid. Has nothing to do with it. Until the county of St. Clair and the cities below the hill come together, and they haven't been together since the 60s, as I know, and probably even before then, until they come together, they can put all the crap they want in the newspaper. This is a front page top fold, a half a page, and then a whole page on page 6 about all this crap. And they're going to sit there and think that something's going to be done. It hasn't been done in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000, 2010, going into 2020. And what's been done? Not a damn thing. And you people of East St. Louis, and I know I've got a lot of listeners, some like me, some don't, but you guys know what I say is correct. I can say nigger all day long. That's not going to stop the shootings. I can quit saying nigger all day long, and that's not going to stop the shootings. But to have the newspaper print this crap and think that it's going to do some good. I asked the newspaper, I asked Amika Jackson Hicks, who is still the mayor. Excuse me, who is still the mayor until I believe Wednesday. What have you done the last 4 years, Amika Jackson Hicks? You've done a damn nothing. You've done nothing for the good people of East St. Louis. I just hold Bob Eastern, and I knew his father very well, a very honorable man. I just hope he and the political leaders that have just been elected understand that there's a problem. And the problem is just not East St. Louis political people below the hill, the newly elected people below the hill. The problem also is above the hill. The problem are people like Mark the Big Faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County Board Chairman for the last 10, 12, however many years. Bob, I'd rather piss in my pants than piss in a urinal sprague, the rotten bastard who controls the Democratic Party, who has helped screw and just about destroyed the real Democratic Party of St. Clair County. You know, there's a Republican Party in St. Clair County, there's a Democratic Party in St. Clair County, and then there's the Bob Sprague, Mark the Big Faggot Kern, I guess, Democratic Party in St. Clair County. And I think, for all intents and purposes, I think the good people below the hill have finally understood. They've been promised everything before every election for the last 50 years. They've been promised everything and received nothing. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Everybody was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane, broadcasting at its finest, America's by-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. Renee Artman, A-R-T-M-A-N, I believe, Renee Artman. She is the St. Louis County Republican chairperson. We couldn't get a telephone number. My producer, I believe, talked with her, and she didn't want to come on the air. She's like most of them. I bet you, Renee, you're the Republican chairwoman. I bet you don't live in North St. Louis. I bet you're white. I bet you probably live in a gated community. But you want to tell me how to speak? You want to tell me what to do? You want to tell me how to think? Renee Artman, if you are, in fact, the St. Clair County Republican chairperson who called and said that I should know better and should act better than that, give me a call and we can discuss it. I'll discuss it with anybody. You know, I don't give a damn. These people don't want to talk to me because I'm not going to soft soap it. I'm not going to give them softball questions. I'm going to hit them hard and long, and you know, people, they don't want that. But her name, Renee Artman, A-R-T-M-A-N, St. Louis County Republican chairperson, I believe. If you go on their website, they have an email. You may want to email her and express to her how you feel about her not wanting to talk. Everybody wants to criticize. I criticize on the air, and I keep the lines open because I don't really give a good damn. Not them, but... Let's go up to Belleville, since we're on the Illinois side, after this East St. Louis public housing. All their residents live in fear of murder. I think everybody in Belleville, I think everybody in St. Clair County, everybody in Monroe County, everybody in Madison County in Illinois, everybody in Lincoln County and St. Louis County and Jefferson County and all throughout St. Louis. I think we all are in fear of murder today and every day. That's what happens in a free country. You just got to take your chances, and that's anywhere and everywhere. I see also in the paper yesterday in the Belleville News Slimer Crap that front page, top fold. Now, this is front page, top fold. in the biggest newspaper, I guess, in Southern Illinois, it used to be, I don't know now, I don't think anybody uses it, but to wipe their ass with it, throw the trash out. Big letters, front page, top fold. Teen petitions against fundraiser, calling it cruelty. There's a Belleville East senior, Tristan Niccum, N-I-C-C-U-M. She shot a photo during a donkey basketball game at the annual fundraiser at Belleville West on April the 19th. And she says that it's donkey basketball, but it's hurting the donkeys. It says, it upset me. The people were not concerned about the animals at all. Now, how the hell do you, Tristan Niccum, how the hell do you know what those people were thinking? How do you know if those people were or were not concerned about the animals at all? It says, when the donkeys walk out, you could tell they didn't want to be there, Niccum said. Well, I guess she's kind of a soothsayer for the animals of this country, because she knows what they think. And if anybody knows her or her family, you can have them give me a call. 394-1190 on the east side, toll free, 1-888-394-1430. I'll be more than happy to talk to these idiots. The donkeys wear rubber shoes that are supposed to protect the wood or the synthetic gym floor, and the students are outfitted with helmets. Now, anytime you deal with animals, there's a little danger. I don't give a damn if it's a dog. A dog will bite you. If you piss him off, I don't care if you've been around him for 10 years. If they get pissed off, they're animals. They're not people. They get pissed off. They're going to do and say whatever the hell they want to say. But this gal is all upset because of these donkeys, and she wants it to stop. Now, they're going to get a organization together, and they're going to stop it. Now, they've had a video that's had 2,500 views. 2,500 views. Now, 250 million views, I'd say they take it serious. But the Belleville school superintendent, Jeff Dossier, said that the donkey basketball fundraiser has been a long-standing tradition in the Belleville high schools for decades and decades. He said he attended the fundraiser and apparently saw nothing wrong with it, as did most people. But here you got one asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing, ignorant bitch. And I guess it's a woman, Tristan, maybe it's a guy, doesn't really say, but whoever it is, a he or she or it or transgender, they're all pissed off. She started an online petition asking people to speak out. She had 500 people when it was all said and done, including people from different states and around the world, in New Zealand, Iran, and Slovakia. Well, hell, I have them listen to me every day. That's no big deal. It's completely unnecessary to teach our children that animals are commodities to be used for our entertainment. She doesn't say here, but what about for our health, for the eating process? Teach our children compassion instead. Fundraise without harm. Now, this is a one-person wrecking crew, or attempts to be a one-person wrecking crew. If you want to bring change, you have to speak up about it. Oh, he said, if you want to bring change, you have to speak up about it, in quotes, he said. I just want, not we, in quotes, I just want the fundraiser to stop. So apparently, Tristan Niccum is a young gentleman. I don't know, you know, maybe he's transgender. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. But this guy wants to make a big to-do about animal basketball. Now they're going to make a big to-do about this, about that, about anything and everything, because somebody has to be the leader. No, we don't need leaders. We just need people to stand up. We just need people to stand up and say, enough's enough. Now, this asswipe bastard gets front page in the Belleville News Slimer crap. Now, you know other people are going to get involved and say, you know, this is wrong. That animal shouldn't be doing this, and this animal shouldn't be doing that. Hey, Tristan Niccum, you dumbass bastard, why don't you go down to East St. Louis and help those poor people that are in fear of murder. Why don't you go down? You want to help somebody? Go down to East St. Louis. Go down and live in the Roosevelt Homes for a while. I'm sure you're white. I would assume you're white, and I don't really know. But why don't you people that really want to change this world, why don't you do something that really changes this world? No, they want to get involved in teen petition against fundraiser, calling it cruelty. And the Belleville News Slimer crap, the Belleville News Slimer crap, they're going to print it front page, top fold in big letters, teen position, petition against fundraiser, calling it cruelty. And I'm only giving it play because I know how stupid this is. I know this is not going to go anywhere. I know the school authorities, they don't abuse those animals. I don't always agree with them or hardly ever agree with them. But I'm sure they're decent people. They just don't have, they've got stupid views. But nobody was out to hurt those animals. These animals were in the school, in the gymnasium, whether it was raining outside, cold, hot outside. They were comfortable. Now, maybe the donkeys didn't do everything that the basketball players for this donkey basketball wanted them to do. And I think that's actually part of the fun. This C.J. Cardell, he's the co-owner of the Dairyland Donkey Ball. He denied any cruelty happens at donkey basketball events and said he wants people to realize that the animals are trained. They're not wild. Says we can't force the donkeys to go against their will. They're strong animals. There's a reason they have a reputation for being stubborn. And that's a fact. But they want to let a student come out front page. Now, a student can say what he wants. It says at the pregame meeting, the students that are going to be on the donkeys are taught how to guide, properly mount, and dismount the animals. Basically, anything that insurance companies would provide, says the owners. So apparently they've got it pretty well under control, but you get one asswipe, ignorant, stupid son of a bitch, this Tristan Neekum, and he attended the donkey basketball. I guess he didn't attend to help the fundraiser at Belleville West High School. He attended to show people how upset he was. Well, you know, get a life, you stupid idiot. Get a life. You know, there's going to be problems in life. There's going to be problems all throughout this country, whether it be the killings in East St. Louis, the killings in Chicago, the cruelty to donkeys at Belleville West High School. And what an idiot this Tristan Neekum is. And if you're listening, hey, you idiot, give me a call. It just pisses me off that somebody's going to take a situation that really doesn't need to be addressed and address it like it's a major concern and have someone like the asswipe stupid bastards from the Belleville News Slimer crap print it like it's really, really a story to be addressed. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Side, as always, just about out of time, but let's take one more caller before we get out of here. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, over here in St. Louis County, we've got people that want to act like animals in Ladue, the shoplifters. They want to give them free rein because the police officer told the shoplifter to stop and to halt, and they didn't, and wound up getting shot. Now they're all on the bandwagon, all police cruelty toward the criminals. Well, we can't let them run free range around here like wolves.
Well, Joe, you know what? I've been a police officer for a while, for a long time, actually, chief of police, and I agree with you. But the problem is, Joe, for the people who have never been police officers or had police officers in their family or been associated with the police department, they really don't understand. I think all these people need to get out. They need to form groups to drive with the police officers in all these communities. And I think after a 2 or 3 month period, I think most of the citizens would change their attitude, don't you?
I do believe, Bob. And like I say, they're still trying to control your freedom through your speech. And I'm just glad that you stand up against them. Thank you for bringing us wide awareness radio to let all of them know you're up against like 10,001. How many stations they got on their side, on the nigger side, and we've got one right here. So thank you, Bob.
Hey, Joe, thank you, and all your friends for all you do over there in the Missouri side. Everybody be safe over there. But Joe's right. You know, everybody wants to come. Let's don't come after a police officer, or I'm sorry, a bum with a badge, and there's a few. When they're wrong, let's take care of the situation. When a judge is wrong, let's take care of it. When a Steve Stinger may be wrong, let's take care of it. There's bad in each profession all throughout this country. In the churches, bad, mostly good, but there's some bad. Let's take care of the bad, but let's don't penalize and make the good people of our communities, of our state, of our country. Let's don't make them the bad guys. We always want to make them the bad guys. It's a lot easier. It's a lot easier to say, oh, those police officers, those people here, those people there. No, get out in your community. Understand what's going on. And once you understand what's going on, then I think you and everybody else will have a different take. And once you get a different take, I think at that point in time, I think the proud whites and proud blacks will come together and do something for our cities, for our states, and for our country. And I think it's going to be a great time. And I think it's long been coming. And I just hope it comes before there's any violence. But it's starting to fester in the white community. Again, don't advocate violence on any way, shape, or form. But at some point in time, it's going to have to stop. And as always, remember, we are We are the WAR Radio Network, WAR, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up. Stand up not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up loud and proud for the proud white community. WAR, W-A-R, White Awareness Radio, keeping the white, the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world. If anybody says that racist, they're crazier than I am. And as always, people, you can like us on Facebook at KQQZ 1190 AM or my personal page, Crazy Reaper Bob Romanek. You can listen to my repeat performance every day, Monday through Friday at 4 o'clock p.m. And now broadcasting from the graveyard to the graveyard shift every night at the stroke of midnight. You can stream my live shows or stream my repeat performances online at insanebroadcasting.com or stream directly by downloading the TuneIn Radio app. That's our preferred streaming choice. My show is also available via podcast with iTunes or your podcast provider on your iPhone or Android device. Just search for Bob Romanek, that's R-O-M-A-N-I-K, and R, the Grim Reaper of Radio. As always, people, it's time to go. I hope, if nothing else, I've got you started to listen, started to educate yourself, starting to find out that what I'm telling you was true. Now it's the unfiltered truth. You're not going to get it the way you may want to hear it. You may not get it the way you want your kids to hear it, but you're going to get the truth, the unfiltered truth, today and every day right here on the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. So I would hope that day after day we continue to listen, we continue to unite. You people tell other people about the show, other people about what we're trying to do. We just want equal treatment for everyone. And to get that, we have to get rid of these political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political, parasitical punks, perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, let's get rid of them people because they're destroying us. No violence. Let's get rid of them at the polls. Let's destroy them before they destroy us. Destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigga of the nigga nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break. Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romani, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.